Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Dalad Amud Beis. We're going to start on Dalad Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom, by the words Tanya Kevasid Reish Lakish. So we had mentioned the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, regarding the Makar for the Din Prisha before Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn it out from the Miluim, and according to Reish Lakish, we learn it out from Sinai. So we mentioned the Braisa, which supported Rabbi Yochanan's Shito. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kivasi de Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa which says like Reish Lakish, that we see from Sinai this idea of Prisha. The Braisa is not going to tell us that we see from Sinai that Huadin by Yom Kippur Prisha, but the Gemara is bringing a Braisa which also shows us, this idea of Prisha by Matan Torah. Says the Gemara, Maisha Allah ba'anon, v'nischasa ba'anon, v'niskadish ba'anon. The Braisa says that Maisha Rabbeinu went up into a cloud, and he was covered by the cloud, and he was niskadish ba'anon in this cloud, k'dei lekabel Torah liYisrael b'kedusha, in order to receive the Torah for Klal Yisrael b'kedusha. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'yishkon kved Hashem al Har Sinai, and the pasuk continues, v'chaseyu ha'anon, which this Tana is learning means that Moshe Rabbeinu was covered by the cloud, sheish asyamim, for 6 days, v'yikra Moshe be mashvi mitoich anon, and then after those 6 days, after that prisha, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe on the seventh day. Zeh, and says the Braisa Vayter, zeh hayamaisa achar aseres adibrei. So this whole pasuk is describing an event that took place after Matan Torah, after the Aseres Adibreis, Shayutchilu l'arba'am yoyim, which was the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the rest of the Torah. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So from Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita, we see this idea of Prisha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish for 6 days before going to the Machne Shechina to receive the rest of the Torah. Says that once we mention the Braisa, though, we're going to mention the other Shitas. Rabbi Kiva, I mer that no, the pasuk of Yishkan Kvein Hashem is Merish Chedash. The pasuk is not describing something which took place after Matan Torah. Yishkan Kvein Hashem is talking about from Merish Chedash Sivan, before Matan Torah. And the 6 days that the pasuk talks about is talking about 6 days from Merish Chedash until Matan Torah. Not 6 days after Matan Torah, 6 days before Matan Torah. V'chaseyu ha'anon, says the Gemara in Amud Beis, v'chaseyu ha'anon, and the cloud covered, it's lahar, is referring to the fact that the cloud covered the mountain, not that the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu. The cloud covered the mountain during these 6 days between Rosh Chodesh and Matan Torah. V'yikra Moshe, and when the pasuk then says v'yikra Moshe, so now it comes out, we're not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu coming to receive the rest of the Torah. This v'yikra Moshe is talking about Matan Torah itself. So really, Moshe Rabbeinu v'chol Yisrael, really, Maisha and all of Klal Yisrael were there. V'leibah ha'kasav, the Torah which associates the kriya to Maisha Rabbeinu and says v'ikra Maisha. That's v'leibah ha'kasav elu l'chalik kavod to Maisha. The pasuk just coming to give kavod to Maisha Rabbeinu, even though really everybody heard. And the Braisa mentions some other shitas. Rav Nasan Aimer, v'leibah ha'kasav elu l'marik achilu shdiyesha b'meyov, that the Rashi explains. Rav Nasan learns also, like Rav Yosi Aglili, that this pasuk is describing after Matan Torah, that an event that took place after Matan Torah, and the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu. But why is it that the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu? Not because of just the Din Prisha. It wasn't to teach us the Din Prisha, it was just because the cloud was there to get rid of any food or drinks that was inside Moshe Rabbeinu's stomach, inside of his system, lasumu k'malachi asharis, in order to make him like one of the malachim. It was something specific for Matan Torah. And similarly, Ramasi ben Chayre Shemir, he also learns, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that this event took place after Matan Torah, and the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu. But why? Why is it that the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu for these 6 days? Like ba'akasav el la'ayim alav. It was just there to instill fear into Moshe Rabbeinu, in order that the Torah should be given with a certain fear and trepidation, referring to the rest of the Torah, that the Torah should be given with a certain fear. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was in the cloud for these days. Shenemar, as it says, Ivdu as Hashem biyira v'gilu berada. This is where we see that even the Torah, which is something, which is simcha, it still has to be given with fear. As the pasuk says, serve Hashem with fear. V'gilu berada, my v'gilu berada. Amar Rav Ada bar Masna, Rav Ada bar Masna said, Amar Rav b'mo makom gila, in a place of gila, of tremendous simcha, Rashi says, is referring to Matan Torah, as the pasuk says, b'kudi Hashem yisharim yisam chilev, at the time of simcha, sham tehe ra'ada. There should also be trepidation, there should also be some fear. But either way, says the Gemara, but my kamifligi Rabbi Yosef leave Rabbi Akiva, what's this? So again, so we brought this whole brisa just to show that we have another Tana, which seems to say like Reish Lakish, that we see from Sinai this idea of Prisha. And that's what we saw, at least for sure from Shitas Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that Moshe Rabbeinu was on, it was inside of this Anan for 6 days, was inside the cloud for 6 days, in order to prepare himself before going to the Machna Shechina. And that's where Reish Lakish learned it from, that Hu Adin Yom Kippur, the kind God has to be Pirate, before going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But now that we mentioned this brisa, so the Gemara is going to elaborate on it. Now says the Gemara, but my komiflegi Rabbi Yosef Aglili Rabbi Akiva. So now what's the machlekes Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva based on? Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who held that this pasuk of Yishkan Kved Hashem is after Matan Torah, and Rabbi Akiva, who learned that it's before Matan Torah, what's that machlekes based on? Says the Gemara, but put the Tani tonight. It's based on the following machlekes Tanayim. Tanayim. The Tani learned in the brisa, b'shisha b'chaydesh nit natera liYisrael. The Tani Kama says the Matan Torah happened on the 6th day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi, I remember Shiva, but he says it was on the 7th day of Sivan. Now, man, damar b'shisha, b'shisha nitnu b'shiva Allah. The man, damar, holds that the Torah was given on the 6th day, even though the Torah was given on the 6th day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the rest of the Luchais on day 7. Man da'amar b'shiva, the rest of the, he went to receive the rest of the Torah on day 7. And man da'amar b'shiva, the man da'amar, Rabbi Yosi, who learned that the Torah was given on day 7, b'shiva nitno b'shiva Allah. So it was on the same day of Matan Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the rest of the Torah. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, v'yikra Moshe b'yayim hashvi. But either way, so it comes out, so the Gemara is saying, so this machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili regarding whether the pasuk of Yishkan Kved Hashem was before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah is telling this machlekes Tanayim regarding the date of Matan Torah. The Tanakama learned that the date was the 6th of Sivan, and Rabbi Yosi says that the date was the 7th of Sivan. So now how is it telling this machlekes? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili savra like a Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learned like the Tanakama, Damar b'shisha b'chodesh the Torah, who learned that Matan Torah was on the 6th day. Hilkach, therefore, you have to say that Zehayim Ma'isa Achar Seres Adibreis, that the pasuk of Yishkan Kved Hashem is talking about after that Seres Adibreis. And that when the pasuk says Yishkan Kved Hashem al Harsina v'chaseu ha'anan sheishas yamim, that the cloud covered for 6 days, it's referring to L'Maisha, that the cloud covered Maisha Beinu for the 6 days after Matan Torah. And when the pasuk says Vikra Maisha b'yay Mashvi, that on the 7th day that Hashem called to Maisha Beinu, he called to Maisha Beinu, to only to Maisha Beinu, l'kabulei shara Torah, in order to receive the rest of the Torah. You have to learn like that if you hold that Matan Torah was on the 6th day of Sivan. Because if you're going to learn that the event described in the Pasuk is something which took place before Matan Torah, this happened on Rosh Chodesh, when the cloud covered, it was Lahar, the cloud covered the mountain for the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Matan Torah, and V'yikra Maisha B'yei Mashvi is the Kabbalah Aser Sedibrais. And then when the Pasuk says V'yikra Maisha, really it was everyone that was there in the Pasuk was just giving cover to Maisha Rabbeinu. And the Kriya was the Aser HaDibros, was Matan Torah. It doesn't make any sense, because that wasn't B'yei Mashvi. HaKiblu Hu Mishisha. The Pasuk says that V'yikra Maisha B'yei Mashvi, which makes no sense if you learn that the Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan, because Maisha Rabbeinu already received the Torah the previous day. V'histalik Anon Mishisha, and the cloud went away already. So it must be that the Pasuk is referring to after Matan Torah. So because Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns that Matan Torah was on Vav Sivan, he had to learn that the pasuk is describing an event which took place after Matan Torah. Rabbi Kiva savor like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Kiva learns like Rabbi Yosi, the Amar b'shiva b'chodesh nitna Torah liYisrael, and Rabbi Kiva learns like Rabbi Yosi that Matan Torah was on Zayin Sivan, and that's what allowed him to learn that the pasuk of Yishkan Kved Hashem is describing an event which took place before Matan Torah, and Vikra al Maisha b'yay Mashvi, that's talking about the Seres HaDibros, which was b'yay Mashvi, because Matan Torah was on Yay Mashvi. Now the Gemara says, Bishlam al Rabbi Akiva. It makes a lot of sense if you're Rabbi Akiva. According to what comes out, really, is that according to Rabbi Akiva, there was no Prisha. Because that which it said the cloud covered was talking about the mountain. It was talking about Har Sinai. And so the cloud covered Har Sinai for 6 days. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah on Zayin Sivan. And then right away he went up and he got the rest of the Torah and he was there for 40 days. Zau. That was it. So, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there was first 6 days of Prisha. Because after Matan Torah, there was first 6 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in this cloud. So that says the Gemara. So Bishlam and Rabbi Akiva, all is good if you're Rabbi Akiva's version of the events. Hanu de Meshkacha Slah B'Shiva Asr B'Tamas Nishtabra Luchais. Now we know the Luchas were destroyed. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais on Shiva Asr B'Tamas. That's the Gemara in Tainus tells us. So if you're Rabbi Akiva, if you're Rabbi Akiva's version of the events, it comes out very good that that's what you will find. If we make the Cheshbin, it will come out that the Luchais were taka broken on Shiva Asr B'Tamas. Because why? How do you have that? Because there's Esther and Va'arba de Sivan. If you count 24 of the remaining days of Sivan after Matan Torah, from Zion Sivan until the end of Sivan, until Lamed Sivan, so you'll have 24 days of Sivan. And then you'll count Vishitzar de Tammuz, 16 days of Tammuz, Malu Arba Yoimin de Hava Bahar, to complete the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Maila on the Har. So if you count the remaining 24 days of Tammuz, of Sivan. And so you have 16 days left. So you go ahead now, 16 days of Tammuz. That completes the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Then he comes down the next day, that's Shiva Asr B'Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz. Ubishiv Asr B'Tammuz Nachis, he, Va'asa, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the 17th of Tammuz, B'Tavrinu L'Luchais. He saw the Chad Egon, he broke the Luchais, he smashed them. So therefore, it comes out, if you're B'Kiva, everything works out with the version of history that we know to be true. El Rabbi Yosi Aglila, but according to Rabbi Yosi Aglila, the Amar Shisha, the Prisha of Arba and the Har, that before the 40 days of the Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har, there was 6 days of Prisha, so add Esther Vitzlas Vitamuz, like it bar Luchais. So it should come out, you have to add 6 days, it's gonna come out that the Luchais were only broken on the 23rd of Tammuz, and we know that the Luchais were broken on Shavasar Vitamuz. So it's a Kashon Rabbi Yosi Aglila, says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Rabbi Yosi Aglila, Arba in the Har, the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har, it includes these 6 days of Prisha. You assume that there's 6 days of Prisha and then 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har. It's not true. The 40 days includes these 6 days. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, so, the Gemara is going to go on a little bit of a tangent with some, Mili da Agada. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, we had mentioned in the Braisa that Vikra al Moshe, that Moshe v'chol Yisrael aimdim, that really, according to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe and all of Klai Yisrael were there. This was talking about Matan Torah, and really everybody heard. Messiah le Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Ikra Moshe, the Moshe v'Klai Yisrael Aimden, that really everyone was there. V'lei ba kasev el chalig le kavu Moshe, and the pasuk says V'Ikra Moshe, just to give kavu to Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei, really everybody heard. But we know the pasuk could have said kolai, and instead it says kolei love. Says the brisa that really Moshe shama v'kol Yisrael lo yishamu. Kolei love means that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, but the rest of Klai Yisrael did not hear. So how could you tell me everybody heard that? This brisa says that lehedya that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Says the Gemara leikasha habesinai haba el ma'ed. When we said that everybody heard, that was talking about on Har Sinai. This pasuk which says kolei love, that's talking about by the Mishkan tak. Only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, the rest of Klai Yisrael did not hear. V'bayis Ema, or you could say a different teretz, like Asher, habikriya habadibur, that when the Yikra al-Moshe, that's something that everybody heard. The Yikra al-Moshe part, that everybody heard. Habadibur, the actual dibur though that Hashem said over, that's something that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard by the Mishkan. Everybody heard Hashem calling Moshe Rabbeinu's name, they heard the Yikra al-Moshe, but they didn't hear the dibur, that's something that only, it was called a love that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Reb Zrika asked the stira. Reb Zrika Rami cry kamed Rabbi Lazar. He asked the stira in front of Rabbi Lazar. Va'amrila, and some say that Amar Reb Zrika. The Reb Zrika said over that Rabbi Lazar Rami. That Rabbi Lazar asked the following stira. Ksiv it says in the pasuk v'lo yachol Moshe lava el ma'ed ki shachin alav anan. That Moshe, I mean, he couldn't get into the Mishkan because there was an anan. There was a cloud that was there and blocking him. So you see, clouds block. It didn't allow Moshe Rabbeinu to get into the Mishkan. But Ksiv it says by Matan Torah. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went straight through the cloud. So you see, the cloud didn't block him. So does the cloud block him or does it not block him? It says the Gemara, two terutzim. Terutz number one. Malamit shetafsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe ve'aviu banan. By Matan Torah, really, the cloud does block Moshe Rabbeinu. By Matan Torah, that which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go through the cloud is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu and brought him through. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, different terutz. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar Kan B'Seich ve'Nemar L'Halam B'Seich. It says over here by Matan Torah B'Seich, and it says by Kriyas Yamsuf B'Seich, it says V'Yavoy B'nei Yisrael B'Seich Hayam, Ma'la Halan Shvil, just of the Kriyas Yamsuf, we know that they didn't actually go into the water. The water, they had a path through the water. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'mayim lahem choyma, the water was for them as a wall. They really went on dry land. The water went on the sides as a wall. So, Afkan Shvil, so to be Matan Torah, that which it says, that Moshe, when he went, B'soicha Anon, doesn't mean he went into the cloud. He went B'soicha Anon means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Shvil, he made a path for him to go through the cloud, not actually into the cloud. So it's not a stira. Says the Gemara Vayter Vikra, Moshe V'yidaber. It says that Hashem called out to Moshe and he said to him. So why the double, the Vikra, Moshe called him and then spoke? Just go straight to the, get straight to the point. Lama hiktim kriya l'dibur. Why does the Torah tell us that there was first a kriya before the dibur? Lim the Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Shlo yomer adam davar l'chaveiroi elam kein kareu. That you're not supposed to say something to your friend and just jump into the conversation. You're first supposed to say, hello, give him a shalom aleichem. Mesai le rabbi Chanino, the amar rabbi Chanino, lo yomer adam davar l'chaveiroi. A person shouldn't say something to his friend and get straight to the point. Elam kein kareu. You're first supposed to give shalom aleichem. You're supposed to first greet him. Lemur, the pasuk says lemur. It says v'yikra Moshe v'idaber Hashem elav me'el mei lemur. So what's this word lemur? Amar of Musia barbreder of Masia mishmeder of Musia Rabbo minayin lo'aymer davar l'chaveira. How do I know that if Reuven says something to Shimon shehu that he Shimon is bebal yomer, he's not allowed to say over what Reuven told him actually yomer loy until Reuven tells them leich emor that he has brushus to go and say. But how do I know what's the makar that you have to keep a secret that if Reuven says something to Shimon, so Shimon's not allowed to spill the beans, he's got to keep it to himself unless Reuven tells him that he's allowed to say it over. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'idaber Hashem elav me'el ma'id lemur, because the pasuk says lemur. Rashi says lemur means loy amur, you're not allowed to say things over unless I give you rishus. From here we learn out either derech eretz or an actual iser that a person's not allowed to say something over that someone else tells him unless he has explicit rishus to say it over.